Hello, Emmaus Church family. Hello, hello. My name is John Wallace, and I'm a member here at Emmaus. It's a pleasure, honor and pleasure to be up here this morning. Thank you so much. I have the joy of serving on the kids' ministry team, and I teach basically Sunday school over at the cottage, fourth and fifth grade Sunday school, and I'll tell you what, this is a little bit different than teaching some fourth and fifth graders. You guys are looking at me. I don't have to play a game or anything. Like, we're here. I wanted to open up with some scripture, okay? And if you could turn in your Bibles to 2 Corinthians 1, 3 through 4. I'll also have it up here. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all of our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves received from God. And friends, I wanted to share some of my fatherhood experiences today, of a time in my life, a time of trouble, where you just had to fully rely on God, fully trust in God, when the body of Christ came alongside my family and comforted my family. And I hope today is that my testimony can be encouraging to you, as your testimonies and your stories have been encouraging to me and my family. As a father, I am who I am today, largely in part by the grace of God and by the models of fathers in this room today. And I really appreciate you guys just setting the example for me as a father. We're all on this journey of faith. We're all on this journey, and Paul likens it to a race. And Paul says to run the race with endurance, with your eyes fixed on Jesus. And I recently ran a half marathon with Colin Brown. And there he is. I recently ran a half marathon, 13.1 miles. I was undertrained. I didn't really prep that much for it. I tried. But I was undertrained, and I wasn't really looking forward to it. So when the race day came, you know, it's like, okay, let's just get this over with. I don't even know if I could finish it, you know, 13.1 miles. So the race starts, and I'm running alongside Colin, and we're just talking the whole time. We're running, we're talking, and literally just time just flies by, and all of a sudden you're at 12 miles, and you're like, oh, we're almost done. And it got over, and it was great. Like, it was just a totally fine experience, and I think it's because when you run alongside someone, it's just really nice. In this journey of faith, when you run alongside somebody, it's just really nice to run alongside someone. So, my fatherhood experiences. My introduction to fatherhood looked a bit like this, okay? We just got the keys to our first home in Olympia, Washington. This was 11 years ago, 2015. And, you know, like most normal people, when you have your firstborn child, you time it with buying your first house and getting your keys at the same time, right? You have to time that up. So that's what we did. And this house had popcorn ceilings. Does anyone in here have any experience with popcorn ceilings in here? Anybody? The asbestos traps. So Jessica was 36 weeks pregnant with Regan. And it was perfect timing because I had 4 weeks left to get, you know, everything off the ceiling, and we're good, right? So Jessica had a pregnancy appointment, and I stayed home scraping the ceilings. And mid-scrape, I get a call from her saying, "Hey, babe, they're inducing me. We're gonna have Regan today." And I just started. I'm looking up at the ceiling. I'm like, "Babe, hold on. Like, let's talk about this. You know, I no, like, come on now." So she said, "Babe," she laughed at me, "babe, there's nothing to talk about. Drop what you're doing and come to the hospital now." And I said, "Babe, hold on. We aren't ready." And so boom, enter fatherhood, where you're never really ready. Fatherhood's been some of the most amazing experiences of my life, some of the most challenging experiences. It's brought the greatest joys, brought the greatest sorrows. And it's really tested my faith. So fast forward a little bit. We weren't there long in Olympia, Washington. We moved back to Lincoln, California about 8 years ago, and since then we've been attending Emmaus. And so fast forward, and I have the joy and privilege of being the father of 4 children. Yay. And but note that you only see 3 kids here in the picture. And that's because our son Josh is with the Lord. And this was that time of trouble in our life where I just really had to fully rely and trust in God and where our church community came up alongside of us at this time. And this is the testimony that I wanted to share with you today. And many of you guys were with us during this time. It was 3 years ago in 2023. My wife and I were expecting our 3rd and final child, baby boy Josh. And around 26 weeks pregnant, Jessica had some unexpected complications, and she had to have an emergency C-section. So Josh was born at 26 weeks, 4 days, and he was 2 pounds. He was a little tiny baby, and he was put into a small baby unit in the NICU in Roseville. And day one, everything seemed to be going fine. You know, there's a lot of doctors, a lot of tests coming in, but he looked good. He looked good, and we were excited. You know, we had hope, and, you know, we start telling people, and people start praying. Our community's there for us. Angela rallies the troops and sends out the beacon, that's day one. And day two, things started to go downhill. Things started to go downhill, and it started with Josh needing some respiratory support. And that's where things kind of escalated pretty quickly. And before we knew it, the emergency code was being sounded over the intercom. And so there's this red button by each baby's bed. And when you hit the red button, it summons the rapid response team. So a bunch of doctors and nurses come down, and they played over the intercom. And, man, we heard it over the intercom. We was like, man, that's our room. That's our baby. And so, you know, they rush in, and there's like 12, there's doctors and nurses just all kind of around in there. And things happen so quickly and unexpectedly. And I find that oftentimes that's how it happens. A transition from a light time to a dark time happens fairly quick. And by the 3rd day, we knew that Josh wasn't going to make it. So the nurses transferred us to this room in the back, in the NICU, in the back corner, where we would be with Josh in his final moments. And we didn't have a nice, clean answer as to what happened. All we could really do in that moment was just lament and cry out to God. And this was like my wife and I were thrust into this dark time where our faith was tested. We were rattled to our core. Man, what do we actually believe? Right? When you guys are hit with that time, that dark time, what do we actually believe? And here's what I learned in that time. Here's what I learned, and I hope that this can be helpful for you. I learned that I had to trust in the Lord with all of my heart. All of my heart. I had to lean not on my own understanding. That's the verse I want to share with you guys today. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, Proverbs 3:5. And lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Okay, so when you say trust in the Lord with all your heart, what does that look like? What does trusting in God actually look like? Especially when you're faced with this troubling time or this big decision in your life. This time where you really have to trust in God. What does that look like? In this case, our baby just died, and we couldn't understand why. And for me, I would say this. I would say that trust looks like surrender. I would say trust looks like surrender. It looks like putting it in the hands of God Almighty. And for me, in that moment, my surrender was really just singing a worship song in that moment. And it was a song that was kind of in our circle. Jessica was singing it for worship team, and I want to share that song with you. The song's called King of My Heart, and it's Let the King of My Heart Be the Mountain Where I Run, the fountain I drink from, oh, he is my song. Let the king of my heart be the shadow where I hide, the ransom for my life, oh, he is my song. You are good, good, oh, oh. Let the king of my heart be the wind inside my sails, the anchor in the waves, oh, he is my song. Let the king of my heart be the fire inside my veins, the echo of my days, oh, he is my song. And so this was my part of surrender in that moment, of me trusting in God as I don't know what else to do. And surrender looks differently for people, but I know that leaning not on my own understanding, that's surrender. Leaning not on the whys and the what ifs, that's surrender. Okay, so if trust looks like surrender, how do we do that? How do we trust in God? How do we surrender this to God in your deep sadness, whatever stage of life you're in and whatever decision you need to make? Like, how do we put our trust in him? How do we surrender to him? And honestly, I think it's right there in the Bible verse in Proverbs 3:5. We acknowledge him in all of our ways. We acknowledge him in all of our ways. That's surrender. God, I don't know why this happened or what your plan is in this, but I put my faith in you. God, I put my trust in you. I know you're a good father. Acknowledge him in all of our ways. Trust in God with all of your heart. He knows us and loves us deeply. He knows us and loves us deeply. So here we are in our deep, pain and sadness. And I want to go back to that Bible verse I shared in the beginning, 2 Corinthians 1:3-5. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all of our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. God is the Father of compassion. And he comforted us in our troubles. And in this time with Josh, he comforted us. He comforts us in two ways. The first way is he comforted us with his word. Psalm 16, in your presence there is fullness of joy. Josh is with the Lord. My dad's with the Lord. Right? In his presence there's fullness of joy. Joshua 1:9, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. 1 Corinthians 15, O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? And we have the hope of the resurrection. We were comforted by his word. And we are also comforted through the body of Christ. God, who comforts us in all of our troubles. Why? Why does he comfort us in our troubles? Well, he loves us. He's a father of compassion. But also so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we receive from God. So the men of Emmaus coming up alongside me and like an injured athlete coming off the field, you know, you put your arms around him and you're kind of hobbling off. That's what it felt like. You know, in this race that we're running, you get hurt. And the men of Emmaus coming alongside me and being with me in those moments and carrying me along the race. And Jessica in her deep sadness and grief. And the women of Emmaus having their own pain and their own scars and their own times of trouble that they've been through, coming up alongside Jessica and lifting her up out of the pit. And said, hey, let's run this next part of the race together. Man, the men and women of Emmaus coming alongside my family, sharing our burden, delivering meals, sending DoorDash, watching our kids, helping out with yard work, supporting us in all of our needs. It's an amazing thing, the body of Christ that we have. It's an amazing thing that we lift each other up, carry each other's burdens. Almost 2 years later, fast forward God gave us the calling to have one more child, and this is another testimony in and of itself, another story, but even in that decision to have another child, there's those concerns. We just had to trust in God again with all of our heart, a lot of nerves. And as the pregnancy progressed, Jessica started having some complications, and she was in the hospital throughout the holidays, this holiday season. But our baby boy Noah was born on January 2nd. Is he here right now? Is no one here? No, not yet. Oh, probably out in the back, probably out in the lobby. Our baby boy Noah was born January 2nd at the same length of pregnancy as Josh to the day, 26 weeks, 4 days. And just the similarities in the early stage of this story is just, it's incredible. So here we find ourselves in the same exact hospital, walking the same exact hallways, the same NICU, the same room that Josh was in, the same emergency alarm sounding on the second day, the rapid response team coming on in, and the same emotions flare up. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. And this time was a different result. Noah made it through. Noah graduated from the NICU. And as they play, as babies leave the NICU, they play a graduation song. As the parents are leaving and nurses line up and they're all cheering, and it's a cool moment. And as they're playing the graduation song, we're pushing Noah out. And as we're pushing out, we walk by the exact room in the back corner of the NICU where Josh died at. And I just remember looking in that window, and I was right there. And it's just this powerful moment of God's love, and where a place of pain and suffering ended up being became a place of hope and life. And I don't know why Josh died and Noah did not. I don't know. I do know that I can't lean on my own understanding. I have to acknowledge him in all of my ways. He is faithful. I know that he's with us in the dark and in the light. I know that he's a father of compassion and he comforts us. And I do know this, that all things are going to be restored. And Noah wasn't a replacement for Josh. You know, we're still grieving and sad, and Josh has his own story. I just trust that God's restoring all things. And I'll close with this. As you're walking on the sidewalk in the front of Emmaus, there used to be this poster there. And it's a poster of our church service. It's on the left there. And it's just super funny. It's oh, that's cool. And then I look closer, and at the very bottom of the picture, you'll notice two giant bald heads. And it's me and my father. It's me and my father, Ronnie. He attended Emmaus, and he moved to Ohio a couple of years ago. But a year and a half ago, he died of prostate cancer. And I just want to give him a shout out, man, it's Father's Day. And he showed me what it was like to finish well. He showed me what it was like to run with endurance, keeping your eyes fixed on Jesus. He showed me what it was like to trust in him with all of your heart. And he showed me what it was like to acknowledge him even in death. That's surrender. That's surrender. Here's my call to action for you guys. Here's your assignment, class. I'm a teacher, but I don't give out assignments, homework anymore. Here's a call to action. Who in your circles needs to be comforted? Can God use your stories and your pain? Can God use that to comfort other people? Thank you, Emmaus Church family. I appreciate you guys. And let's go ahead and pray, and we'll wrap it up. Father, thank you so much for this day, for this church, for this building. God, thank you for this church community that we have. God, thank you for your word and how it comforts us. And thank you for enabling us to comfort other people, Father. I just pray that your Holy Spirit continues to work in us, lead us and guide us. Help us to trust in you, God. We can't do it on our own. And we acknowledge you in all of our ways, Father. We love you. We praise you. We ask this in Jesus' name, amen. All right, go and stand to your feet, everybody.